It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, to find out more about our guest or find out about the show, you can head to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now. You can like us there now and join the conversation there as well. And you can also listen to the show anytime you like now. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app like Podcast One, Spotify, iTunes, and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. We begin this morning with Laura Rushi and Rob Lewis. They're with Disabled American Veterans. They're here this morning to talk about the DAV 5K, which takes place on November 9th at 9 a.m. at the Banks. It's our pleasure to welcome Laura and Rob to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Now, Rob, let's start with you. Now, tell us about Disabled American Veterans and the services that you provide for veterans.
So first of all, it's important to note that we're on a Cincinnati show, so I should say that DAV is a hometown organization. We were founded in 1920 by Judge Robert Marks, and who was a local. He was a UC football player who went to World War One, came back combat injured, and found that there were no services for veterans on a federal level or on any sort of comprehensive level. And he came back, and men and women, or men at that point in time, were suffering. And he founded the organization with a group of combat wounded veterans. And here we are 100 years later, providing services that include everything from medical benefits, helping veterans achieve their medical benefits, receive medical benefits, to employment, to everything, like transportation to and from VA medical appointments.
Okay, so you are a veteran yourself, is that right?
I am, Marine Corps veteran.
Okay, and
that in there?
Yeah, so I'm sure that gives you great insight and compassion for what these men and women are going through.
Absolutely. Every veteran is different. Every veteran's experience is different, especially when it comes to those who have suffered a disability. So I can't say that I know what it's like to have been shot in Fallujah, for instance, in Iraq. But what I can say is that because of DAV, I'm here today, and I'm living a more fulfilled life as a result of their services.
One of the more, I guess, amazing things that, you know, doing these interviews and having you guys on for a number of years is the fact that not many veterans know what they're entitled to, the services that they're entitled to.
Yeah, no one beats down a door and tells you, hey, we owe you money, you know, especially when it comes from our government. You know how that works. but when a veteran gets out of the service and he or she finds herself in need of these services, DAV is there for them. And that can be, again, anything from if they feel like they don't have meaningful employment, that their skills, these vast skills that they learned in the Marine Corps or the Air Force or the Army or the Navy – are going unutilized in the civilian workforce, and they feel like they don't have meaningful employment. If they have medical problems that have resulted from being wounded, ill, or injured in service, we are able to help them with that, to achieve the best life that they could possibly live through these different services that we provide, which include employment, include access to medical, educational benefits, includes voluntary services. If they need a volunteer that could come and help them, we run a great website called volunteersforveterans.org that really helps veterans meet with volunteers who are looking to help veterans in a volunteer capacity.
Okay, so we talked about some of the services that veterans are, you know, entitled to, but what's the most surprising? One of the services are that you are surprised that most veterans do not know about.
What they don't know about, I would say it is something like a medical benefit.
Okay.
You know, I think that if you suffered a catastrophic injury or a combat wounded, you know that you have some sort of medical benefit coming your way. But we have veterans who were in Vietnam who were exposed to Agent Orange, and years down the road they develop a heart condition, and they don't realize that heart condition is related to that exposure to that toxic chemical in Vietnam. And DAV is here to not only educate the public, but to educate veterans and to help craft the legislation that makes it possible for those veterans to receive those benefits.
Okay. And again, Rob, you are a veteran yourself, so when you talk to veterans, you interact with veterans, How do they feel about the way that they're treated? What are they saying? What do you hear?
I think that, again, every veteran is different. Every veteran has, just like every individual, has their own experience. I think from the American public in general, veterans feel embraced probably more or possibly more than they have at any time since World War II. But sometimes they feel left behind in certain ways, and sometimes they feel like they are not able to access the American dream, what we all are searching for in terms of, you know, employment, in terms of, you know, having a family, just having that sense of normalcy when they get back from service. And that's why we work so hard every day at DAV.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. This morning, we're speaking to Rob Lewis. We're going to bring in Laura Rushi. They're both with Disabled American Veterans. Now, Laura, the DAV 5K is coming up, and you guys have moved locations this year.
We did.
So that's exciting for you guys, I'm sure.
Yeah. So the DAV 5K, we started that in 2013. And as Rob said, you know, DAV is founded in Cincinnati in 1920. And this was an event we felt really called to do, to bring just the patriotic Cincinnati community together, to raise awareness for the issues that our injured heroes face each and every day. And so this event is really appealing to everyone. We have walk, you can roll, and roll looks like wheelchair or stroller even. You can ride. We have motorcycle participants. I know that's one of my favorite things about the event is we have, you know, over 100 motorcycle riders ride and kind of breeze by the starting line. And they also stand, which I think is really special. They stand at the finish line and they high five and all line up and cheer on the participants towards the end of the finish line too. So this event is a walk, roll, ride. And it's on November 9th, so Saturday, November 9th. And you can go to our website, dav5k.org, for more information.
All right. So let's talk about what's new this year. So we know you have a new location this year, right? And so what else is new? What can we expect? I know every year you guys put a new spin or new element. So what can we expect this year?
Yeah. So the event, again, is appealing to all different participants. So we will be moving. We were at Yateman's Cove for the last 6 years. And so we're moving to the Banks this year. And our check-in and registration is actually at Great American Ballpark. So that's where we'll be starting at 7 a.m. on Saturday, November 9th. And I think the biggest new activity we have is we're creating a 1 mile hero run. So this is great for youth or those with disabilities who can still participate. But maybe that 5K, 3.1 miles is a little too much. So we have a 1 mile route that those who want to opt in can do.
Okay. Sounds like for a beginner like myself, right? Yeah. Sounds like something I can do, right? Can you walk it?
Yeah.
All right. Good,
you can walk it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right. I walk backwards or something. I can make it through. I think I can make it through that mile. Now, so let's talk about this. Now, for those that participate in this event, for our listeners, what are they asked to do? What do you need from them?
Yeah, so that's great. So again, registration is the easiest way to participate if you want to get out there and be part of this community. Typically, we see about 3,000 participants at the event itself. And one of the cool things about that is about 30% of those participants are veterans themselves. And they're all designated with a special color shirt. So if you want to go and say thank you to a veteran that you see, you'll be able to see them with a particular color shirt that notarizes them. You could also volunteer. That's another option. So if the 1 mile or the 3 miles is too much, volunteering is a great way to get involved as well. And we need everything from help to passing out water, to registration and check-in on race morning, to monitoring the course or just cheering on participants. It's a great way to do that. And again, you can register or volunteer on dav5k.org. And lastly, you know, if you can't make it or it might be cold, I know typically November in Cincinnati, we're just never sure what the temperature is going to be like. But if it's too cold to get out that morning, you can still participate and support by making a donation. So dav5k.org, you can donate to someone who's already registered and support their efforts to be, you know, a part of the DAV 5K, or you can just make a contribution to help fuel the programs and services that Rob has mentioned before.
And I know in years past, you guys had a sponsor expo. Are you guys doing that this year or something similar?
Yeah, you know, we you know, are grateful for the support of all of our corporate partners, especially in the Cincinnati area. And this year we have two presenting sponsors with USAA and EG America. And EG America is headquartered right here in Cincinnati. So with a host of all of our corporate partners, they'll be there on race morning down at the banks, really just talking to participants, maybe having some awesome giveaways. I know last year the USAA was giving out drawstring backpacks, and we also have lots of food and fun for all of our participants to just enjoy the morning and spend time as a community honoring veterans.
Okay. And what about the post event? I know you guys do a big post event, right? So tell me about that. That's always a good time, right?
Yeah, it's fun. And I think part of having a post event is, again, just to create community around veterans and their families. So every year we will, again, be at the banks. So this time we're starting at the banks and we're ending at the banks, which is great. So you can park once and enjoy all the festivities. So at the end of the race, we will have a post party at the Moorline Lager House, and all veterans get a drink for free, and that could be a beer or a soda or a water. And then we just encourage everyone to kind of hang out and be in community with one another.
And explain how the funds raised during this event, how they will be used, and how they will benefit veterans right here in Cincinnati, right here in our area.
Yeah, so the DAV 5K is a fundraising event. So you can register to participate, which is one way of contributing, but you can also make an extra gift that is fully tax deductible. And that fuels all of the programs and the free programs that DAV provides to veterans and their families, not only in Cincinnati, but all over the country. And those programs are things like, as Rob was explaining, making sure that veterans understand their benefits that they're entitled to through the VA. Our transportation network program that allows volunteers really from DAV to pick up a veteran and take them to their medical appointment to make sure that they're getting their treatment. And then a whole host of other things that you can learn more about on DAV.org, including our employment program where we help veterans get ample employment.
All right. Well, we're running out of time this morning. Why should our listeners come out and support this event, Rob?
All right, good. I'm glad I get this chance because, like myself, like Laura, this is a hometown event. This is a Cincinnati event. DAV is a nationwide organization, but we were founded right here in Cincinnati. So it was a perfect opportunity to come out here and really show your support for Cincinnati, for veterans, and for our community.
Okay. Laura?
Yeah, I think, you know, I am a granddaughter of a veteran. And as I think about this, you know, I think that there are limited opportunities for us in our culture today to really take a stand and make a physical action or take a moment to remember the sacrifices that our veterans have given to keep us free and to protect America. And so I think, you know, if any of us, you know, in this patriotic community of Cincinnati, you know, are feeling, you know, that something they want to do, they want to honor the veterans, even if they don't know a veteran. I was with my son's class, second grade class, and they were reading a book about veterans just yesterday. There was one little girl who said that she didn't have a veteran that she knew of. And so I think this is a great example. It's a great opportunity to bring, you know, young, old, grandparents, little kids, just to bring everyone together and really understand what veterans have done for our country and be able to do something together to say thank you.
All right. Well, it's the DAV 5K coming up on November 9th at the banks. If our listeners would like more information, again, if they would like to register or if they would just like to find out more, how can they find out more, guys?
Yeah, the best spot to go is our website, DAV5K.org. You can also find us on social media. DAV has a great Facebook page that you can link up to or Instagram. But DAV5K.org is the best place to go to find all race day information for Saturday, November 9th.
All right. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Laura Rushi and Rob Lewis with Disabled American Veterans.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.